The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
But what is Derry in the news for at the moment? Well, everyone is talking about the Channel 4 comedy series Derry Girls, with season 2 airing at the moment. The show follows Erin and her friends as they grow up in Derry during the Troubles. St. Cecilia's College is a Catholic-maintained girls' school located in the Creggan area of Derry, and their green school uniforms are remarkably similar to those worn by the Derry Girls in the comedy. So, our reporter Shifra McQueen spoke to the school's drama class, the same class that Saoirse Monica Jackson, who plays Erin, and Jamie Lee O'Donnell, who plays Michelle, first got their love for acting. So here are the real Derry Girls.
That summer was a remarkable one. It was the summer we dared to dream. For generations, we'd known nothing but violence, nothing but hatred. But finally, we were saying, enough is enough. Finally, we were saying, let's give peace a chance.
She's up here!
Jesus Christ!
She's pretending she's on Parkinson again!
Parkinson? Does she know what time it is? I Parkinson her. I've enough of my play without Parkinson.
Close the door.
I like how it adds like a sense of humour to the Troubles, because every time we see anything about the Troubles, it's always about the bad things that happen. But this is more about like how teenagers actually love through the Troubles and what it was really like for them.
To the character of Michelle, I think that relates to Aoife, my class, because Michelle, so she puts herself out there and she's funny, and that's the way Aoife is in our drama class.
Oh dear, I'm taking such a red.
Thanks, Ellie. I don't even know what to say. Oh my God.
I can kind of relate to James for being one of the only fellas amongst many, 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 many women. I'm used to it. Most of my family's all women anyway.
What are sayings in Derry that you'd never hear outside of the city or the?
What about you?
What's the crack?
People down south would say what's the crack as well. Like, it's not just Derry, but there's loads. What?
I wanes instead of like children. As in yes, aye. See, I don't know, because it just comes natural to us to say it. I don't say it as slang. I forget that not everywhere says.
Do you think that people wouldn't understand it when they're watching Derry Girls?
Oh, 100%. I have loads of family in Dublin, and they started watching Derry Girls, and even when I'm down in Dublin and I'm talking on the phone to people from up here, they're like, what are you saying? They don't know, they don't understand the whole thing of Derry Girls. They don't get a lot of the slang, and they're only 4 hours down the road. Like,
was there anything that you really laughed out loud at because it was something that you could relate to because you're from Derry?
In the season one, the part with their school blazers, and the summer I try to be like, oh mommy, I don't want to wear my school blazer, and she's like, that was £45, you get that on, you girl.
What do you think you're playing at? Where's your blazer? I've decided to put my own spin on the uniform this year. I'll spin you across that floor. Get your blazer on.
Look mommy, I'm not a clone. I should be allowed to express my individuality. I'm sorry, I'm not wearing my blazer. End of story.
What do you find relatable as a teenager?
It's a lot different now. Like, cause we're obviously not living in the Troubles anymore, but, like, when, do you know, like, a couple of weeks ago, there was, like, bombs and all or whatever, and we were meant to stay in school to rehearse, and we all kind of had to, like, evacuate the school because of the bomb or whatever. Like, it's just, it shows that, like, how different it is to live here.
Because we were all going on a night out, like me and my friends in the town, how to do my tan, how to do my nails, how to wash my hair, all that stuff. How to text my friends, see what they were wearing. Once you tell your friends that you're going to wear something, they tell you what they're going to wear. That's final. And if you change, it's like a big deal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And wear something similar because I didn't want to be so different. And then there was a bomb up in the diamond, and then that held us back. But that was just our everyday like life going out at the weekends. But then it's kind of like Derry Girls, it showed you that years ago. But then really we were living it now as well.
What do your parents think of it then?
My daddy moved away to America years ago, and now he's able to watch Derry Girls on Netflix, and he said it just reminded him of home so much and what he grew up in. And
cool poster.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah. Really nice, just so you know. Letters.
Thanks. You should come along tonight.
You're inviting me to your gig?
Yeah, well, all of you.
But you'd specifically like me to go, I mean, just so we're clear.
But Murder, She Wrote's on tonight. You never miss Murder, She Wrote.
Because it's a mixed school, but we sometimes wear makeup and get up an hour early to do their hair because they are in a mixed school with boys, whereas we're all girls, so we don't really mind. We just come on with wear our hair tied up. We don't wear makeup, even though we're not allowed to.
It's too much hassle, though.
It's too much hassle. Yeah.
Especially that early in the morning. What do you think?
I would never get up to put on makeup, even if I went to a mixed school. Never. I don't see the point. Just because there's boys there, it doesn't make a difference if there's boys or girls there. You know what I mean? It doesn't really matter.
Greta McTigg, drama teacher at St. Cecilia's College, and one time a teacher of Jamie Lee O'Donnell and Saoirse Monica Jackson.
Did you ever expect to see them on TV?
It didn't surprise me in the slightest to see them on TV. They're very hardworking people. They're very talented people and joyous creatures. And it was a pleasure and privilege to have them in the classroom. They're like any other teenager who's coming up, like these people around me, you know, full of terrible personal dramas, you know, against the backdrop of what is a political vacuum at the minute. And I think that having the likes of Derry Girls is a really, really positive thing for young people.
And do you think it brings people together as well from all across communities too?
I would hope so. I think things like that are talked about at a level which is really good humoured and really friendly. And when you have an opportunity to poke fun at one another's culture in such a safe way, it can be only a positive thing.
Your green uniforms, they're really like the Derry Girls uniforms. So do you ever get picked up on that?
Not really. A lot of people just say, oh, there's the girls in green. If we go over to the shop across the street, like an old man stopped me in LA and was like, oh my God, are you staying on Derry Girls? We were like, no, we just go to school across the street. He's like, oh, right, I was wondering what you were here for.
Do you feel famous?
Sometimes it's good to go to St. Cecilia's and wear the green uniform because the two girls are past pupils as well and we do drama, so it makes us feel a bit more confident about ourselves.
And that report from Schaefer Mulqueen. The students of St. Cecilia's College are doing their drama GCSE exams, and we'd like to wish them the very best of luck. Who knows for them what lies ahead?